I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Dirtbag Nation, great to have you back with us for another week. Lots of action since the All-Star festivities have gone away. Most teams getting their top draft picks signed and locked in and taken care of. So looks good if you're all teams out there. Exciting faces, exciting new crop of prospects to your stable, your teams, your future, hopefully. And it's exciting to see that happening. So, and also a ton of great series over the weekend and early into this week as well. Got the Orioles sitting one game behind the Rays right now. The Brewers go in and they sweep the Reds. Rangers taking sweep out of the Guardians. I mean, lots of good stuff happening. Obviously, we got trade deadline as well coming up, starting to get things moving. No action to speak of, but we're going to give some different thoughts and opinions. We got some good curtain call questions sent in to us that got our brains thinking, Nolan and me. And so we're going to talk about that tonight as well with you. And so, yeah, exciting show ahead. We're excited about it. And we're excited to have you back with us. You know, we can't do it without you, and we do it for you. That's what it's all about, being a dirtbag and being a part of this nation all around the world, wherever you are listening. We thank you so much for being a part of the show and making it so much fun for Nolan and myself and Braden when he's able to get on with us as well. So, but as always, before we get there, we do want to give our shout out to the boys over at the Rip Grip Pro Training Aid Hitting Device. Check them out at ripgrippro.com. Tress Sullivan and his team doing great things with that product, making a difference in magnitude of hitters. It's a simple little thing. If you haven't heard about it, give it a look, check it out, get it in your hands, get it into be a part of your hitting training program and stuff like that. It's simple, easy to use, makes a huge impact in your swing. There's no question about it. And of course, as always, the rope trainer, our favorite throwing aid, and something that we believe in, and we believed in it since 2017 when we first came across it. And I'll never waver from it, for sure, for players of all ages and all skill levels and all positions, not just for pitchers. Everybody should have one in their bag. There's no question. And you can go over to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. And find out more information about that, or go ahead and purchase it and get it into your throwing and training program for sure. So there you have it, Dirtbags, and you know we're going to get after it right after the break.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Cybercrimes like ransomware attacks against schools are on the rise globally. That's why IBM will grant $5 million in kind for schools to boost cybersecurity through tools and training. Now open for applications for its third year, IBM's Education Security Preparedness Grants have already benefited more than 350,000 students around the world. This year, selected schools will also receive enhanced training in AI and cybersecurity through IBM Skills Build. Justina Nixon St. Till, IBM Chief Impact Officer.
Over the past 2 years, the threat of cyber attacks in the education sector has more than doubled. Now, more than ever, schools need our support. We are proud to offer tools and training from IBM Security and IBM Skills Build to help schools prepare for this growing threat.
Visit ibm.com/impact/initiatives/security. This is sponsored by IBM.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to kick it off?
Yeah, let's start out with Paul Skene signing for $9.2 million. Pittsburgh obviously drafting number one overall this year, sets the record for the highest draft pick signing bonus in MLB history. I mean, I heard some interest in the other day, right? So I was sitting on Instagram, and basically, this one guy, he gets talking about it, and he's like, yeah, you know what they might do? They might just skip the minor leagues altogether with him, because Pittsburgh technically isn't out of the wild card. They're technically not out of the NL Central yet. They still have a mathematical chance now, albeit a long shot, but they're like, this kid is about as pro-ready as it gets right now. What's the point of even having him pitch in the minor leagues? And I was just sitting there, and I know we talked about this on the podcast there a couple weeks ago and last week, just saying that, yeah, they're realistically just going to sit him down, let him get rest, relaxation, get the body healthy again, and then start back up for Arizona Fall League. And I still think that that's the best course of action for him. Yes, I get that he's about as close to Major League ready as you can be for a prospect, obviously. But at the same time, man, like, Pittsburgh's not in serious contention. Hey, if Pittsburgh gets hot over the next, 13 days between now and the trade deadline, then there's a good chance that, yeah, they could entertain that idea. But right now, with the way that it's looking, they're one of four teams in the National League that are 10 games out, like at least of an NL wildcard spot or of their division title. And I just can't see them making that strong of a push to the point where it's like, yeah, we're going to rush this kid up to the major leagues just to draw some better attendance numbers and everything like that. And I mean, you're looking at it. Pittsburgh just called up two out of their best four prospects there this past week. One of them the pitcher, one of them an outfielder. And you're like, yeah, you know what? Right now, just let the young kids in Pittsburgh get settled into the major leagues. Don't try and rush up Paul Skene all of a sudden just in a hopes to try and draw 20,000 fans plus per game, right? Let the kid develop in the minor leagues. Let him become a good starting pitcher, because that's the worst thing you can do, is rush a kid up to the major leagues and all of a sudden his confidence is just shot.
9.2 million reasons that will never happen. There's not a chance they're bringing him up. The money aside, the stress level that he just went through in the college season with LSU, if you've never pitched, you've heard me talk about it before, Dirtbags. If you've never pitched, you don't have a clue the the stress on your body, forget your arm, but your body under normal circumstances as a pitcher, let alone high level NCAA national championships, before that regionals, all those things that come into it. There is not a chance. They're letting that kid settle down, bring him into Pittsburgh, show him around, let him talk to the boys, get his feet wet, and then go home, relax. We'll see you in September or the end of August out in Arizona and or down in Bradenton, sorry, or whatever, Florida. You're chilling, man. You're chilling. I mean, Pittsburgh, I cannot even begin to fathom that that's even on their mindset. That is, like you said, and everybody's saying, this could be, you know, that guy that they needed to. It fell in their lap. They got the number one pick. They needed pitching. They got the positions looking real good in that organization right now. Let that guy enjoy himself. Let that guy settle down and then come back to work fresh, new, and ready to roll for 2024.
Yeah, and it's not a move that Ben Charrington makes either. Like, Ben Charrington doesn't rush up his players hardly ever. Because, I mean, even you're looking at it, like, guy like Henry Davis there a couple years ago, he was Charrington's first overall draft pick with Pittsburgh back in 21. Yep. And you're kind of looking at it, you're like, all right. It was a move that I think struck a lot of people as kind of a strange move because he wasn't the projected number one overall out of Louisville. But now, obviously, up with the big club and everything like that. And he's had success to start out his big league career. But it's one that, yeah, he still took 2 years. And Pittsburgh didn't rush him up to the major leagues by any means, even though they had a catching deficiency, especially offensively over the past couple of years. Jacob Stallings, obviously, a fantastic defensive catcher. But, I mean, you're seeing the limitations even still with Miami. And that's why he's only playing about 50% of the time down there. But, yeah, no, it's one that, yeah, Ben Charrington doesn't like to make that move too often. But speaking of other prospects that got called up, this one was interesting to me because I still don't know how Cincinnati's going to fit him into the everyday lineup to the point where he's getting considerable at-bats. But the man with the new longest name in Major League history, Christian Erickson Strand, he was their number 5 overall prospect, which, I mean, is bound to obviously change within the next couple of weeks. So obviously, Ellie De La Cruz being promoted, all the rest of their guys that have been promoted throughout the year, whether it's Matt McLean, Spencer Steer, yada, 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 right? We've talked about it emphatically, obviously. But you're looking at it, and it's like, man, I don't know if that's a move that Cincinnati is making to try and draw trade interest on him. But if that's the case, that's a smart move by Cincinnati. Because, and the only reason that I'm saying trying to draw trade interest is because Cincinnati obviously has been linked to a few different teams for starting pitching. And Cincinnati right now, man, they're knocking on the doorstep of being a very legitimate contender in the National League. So it's one of those ones where, yeah, I think realistically speaking, if you're Chicago White Sox, right, let's just throw them out there, for example, because everybody's expecting them to be sellers at the deadline. Do I believe a Christian Encarnacion Strand is going to get a Dylan Cease type of pitcher back? No. But is he at least a guy that you could package someone with? And I still can't see the White Sox trading Dylan Cease, but he's at least a guy that, hey, you know what, if Lucas Giolito's available, which by all accounts makes it sound like he is, and he's having a fantastic season this year, he's a guy that they could potentially get. You're looking out west. For some reason, Logan Gilbert, I've heard this over the past week, and now obviously I just threw it out there for the Cardinals. And sure enough, there was rumors saying that the Cardinals are legitimately interested in Logan Gilbert. But he's a guy that would make sense, too, for Seattle. Christian Encarnacion Strand, I'm saying. If you're going to package him and somebody else and go out and get a Logan Gilbert or a Brian Wu or somebody like that. Because Seattle still has a lot of pitching. Even Miami. Miami has tons of pitching available. So it's a good move in terms of that. I can't see him getting enough legitimate at-bats, though, over the next couple of weeks for Cincinnati, where the move makes a heck of a lot of sense outside of a trade package.
Yeah, I like your thinking on that one for sure, because I 100% believe the Reds got to be in. I don't care that this came on quick or anything like that. They got all kinds of depth down there, really talented depth as well. You look at Seattle or whatever, and that they need that right side of the infield, a little bit of help over there. I don't know, you know, Strand should be able to mix in there a little bit if he's capable. Obviously, that's putting a lot of pressure on a rookie coming up and being able to do that if the trade happens for a Gilbert or somebody like that. The Marlins, same thing. You're not trading in the division, trading in the league with the Marlins, but hey, you know what? The Reds, I think you got to be there. I know you got swept by the Brewers and stuff like that, but you've got their attention. And so what? A little blip in the road. This young team, they needed that blip in the road, right? We always talk about it, and we're going to talk about it more on this show here in the next segment or whatever with the Baltimore Orioles and Tampa Bay when we dig in with them. But, you know, you've got to go through that adversity to see, you know, hey, we're still good. And see what that confidence of those young players is like, right? And when you look at those young players, you're not seeing any nerves. You're not seeing anybody shy away. And they still got a good guy like Votto right on the sidelines that we talked immensely about 2 weeks ago, right? And so I think, yeah, absolutely. Cincinnati's got to do everything in their power, because I'd love to see Stroman go to Cincinnati, but that ain't going to happen. I that's just not going to come in your own division or whatever and stuff like that. You're not going to give away prospects for Stroman that's going to be a free or kind of opt out at the end of the year and stuff like that. I think he's a nice fit in Cincinnati. I'd like to see it happen, but I just can't see it happen with Stroman and Cubs. I don't know, but absolutely, Nolan, I think you're right on that. Bring him up, get another piece out there, and then just start going after the starters and stuff like that, mixing in what you can get, because a lot of talent there, and you got to go for it. Man, you only get so many chances, and I know it's a look how long it's been in Cincinnati. And football's a big go in Cincinnati right now, so you might as well get the baseball going. But we'll be right back here with the next segment.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Getting a little bit ahead of ourselves with the curtain call, but this was one good curtain call that was sent in to Nolan and I, and really got us thinking about it a lot. And it's obviously in from Baltimore Orioles fans, and they wanted to get our thoughts on it, Nolan, with where we think we made the projection back at the 1st of June that Cincinnati was going to get on a roll, and it happened. So they wanted to hear what our thoughts were with the Orioles and the Rays. Can the Orioles overtake the Rays? Obviously, they're one game behind. They're closing ground for the last month and a half, all season basically, but the last month and a half for sure. But are we feeling the same vibes for the Orioles as we felt for the Reds back in June, overtaking the Rays?
See, I don't know, man. It's tough because the Rays have been a very good team. Obviously, Shane McClanahan went on the IL. Now he's been activated back off of the IL. But you're looking at it, and Brandon Hyde, ever since he's been the manager there, right, obviously got promoted, and all they've done is win, right? They've been a very successful team. They're running out good players basically all the time now, it seems like. Like, obviously, they've just called up a couple more young kids who have had mixed success so far up at the major league level. But, I mean, anytime you have a catcher of Adley Rutschman status, Baltimore is going to have a legitimate chance. Because Rutschman, I mean, I know I've said it many times on this show before. To me, he's the best catcher in baseball right now in terms of everything that he's doing for them. But you're looking at it, man, and it's Tampa Bay is just such a strange team. Because nobody for the past 6 years has confidently said Tampa Bay is bar none the best team in baseball, runaway World Series champions, right? They'll always say, hey, Tampa Bay is one of the best regular season teams. Come playoff time, it's a totally different story. Baltimore, obviously, we haven't seen them get onto that stage yet. So it's going to be different come September. If Baltimore can hang around come September, I think Baltimore's got a legitimate chance at passing them because Baltimore, I mean, inevitably is going to add another starting pitcher or two at the trade deadline. They have to be. I mean, they've already said that they're going to be buyers. Their bullpen, obviously, Cano and Bautista there. The pair of them are just, well, obviously they were all-stars, but they're both just shutdown guys. The rest of the bullpen's been doing great, too. I mean, it's not a New York Yankees level bullpen by any means. Yankees, obviously, top bullpen in baseball. But you're looking at it and you're like, man, it's still a good enough bullpen. The hitters are all doing their part. Their defense is good enough. Like, it's a pretty solid team through and through. I think it's going to come down to, yeah, ultimately what happens in September. Like, do they set themselves up well with the right moves and can their teams stay healthy enough? Because McClanahan, I mean, we've seen it year in, year out. Unfortunately, he's been injured, which is why he hasn't won an AL Cy Young. Like, I'm talking last year, obviously, Justin Verlander had a fantastic season. But McClanahan was right in the running right until he got injured, or the favorite until he got injured. And then, like, Tampa Bay's just got such a deep lineup at the point where they always run out different guys on a daily basis, basically. Like, obviously, there's some exceptions to what they do there, right? Randy Rosarena, Lowe's, the pair of them, they seem to be playing more. You're looking at Wander Franco, obviously. As long as he can keep the on-field stuff to on-field, right, to actually stand in the game and everything like that, he's a difference maker. But at the end of the day, man, it's going to be interesting to see what type of moves these two teams make to see who wants to be the ultimate big dog going into the playoffs in the American League East.
Yeah, here you go. I mean, you look at all five of those teams in the East, and they're all right there, well over 500. Unbelievable. For me, I look at it and I go, Orioles have been going through this grind for basically a season and a little bit longer. I love the adversity. I love the people coming up for small tastes. And they blended in, they've done their job. The Rays, for me, haven't gone through that turmoil. They've lost a game here all season, maybe lost two all season or whatever, and that, but they haven't really gone into a losing skid. And that's a testament to what you were saying, Nolan, the class and the level of their team. Make no mistake about it. But I just think that's going to come. I think at some point in time, what's going to happen when you go through the adversity? Cash, amazing manager, but he hasn't had to navigate this team with those players through that type of a situation. And I just got a feeling it's going to happen. And what does that look like? Where Brandon Hyde, the Orioles have been through it. Obviously, they're moving Grayson Rodriguez back up again or whatever. And that my thinking has to be that they're going to give him a couple of turns through the rotation to see if he is legitimate for this year, to see what caliber of a starting pitcher they got to go out and trade for. It might be one pitcher. If he does well, it might have to be two pitchers. If he doesn't do well and they got to go back down to AAA for more seasoning. Interesting things. I'll slide in the Blue Jays on a wild card because they're playing great baseball again now. We beat them up last month, said Schneider's got to go or whatever and that. For me, though, Schneider hasn't been through that grind like Brandon Hyde has. So I don't know if they can get back in there. They're in good position right now. They're wild card number two as of the show right now. On a roll, doing well, but they got pieces missing too or whatever. He's got to navigate with Gausman, little tweak in the side there on the weekend, missed his turn in the rotation. They got to go out and get pitchers as well. So those teams are all fighting for pitchers as well. But for me, I honestly think the Orioles can do it. I think when it's all said and done, having gone through what they've gone through the last year plus, they can take over the race. I really believe that. And again, I mean, time will tell, obviously, but it's both the Rays and the Orioles. They got to go out and they got to go out and get a pitcher for sure, and shore up that fourth spot, fifth spot, maybe for the Rays, the Orioles. I mean, nice young guys doing great stuff. They need a 3-4 guy, but I think the Orioles. I really do. I might be wrong, Nolan, but I really think they are. So, yeah, let's go ahead and slide over to a guy you've been talking about the last month, Nolan, Marcus Stroman. He might be the first one off the board. And I know you said a month ago he should have been the first one off the board back then even. Go ahead and make a trade for him. I think Chicago's really in a place now that him and obviously Cody Bellinger, two big pieces that they can move and stuff like that. But this week, Astros showing interest, Blue Jays showing interest. Either of those happen for you?
I mean, I've said it for obviously the past month, and that was kind of my June prediction, was Arizona is still the team to me that makes the most sense. He's coming in, obviously, his last start was his best start in about a month, give or take, obviously, with the All-Star break being in there. But you're looking at it, and you're like, okay, over his past three starts prior to this past weekend, he had 7.71 ERA and a 1.71 whip. That's not great stat line. Obviously, he's got a $21 million player option at the end of the year, which is more than likely to be declined. Blue Jays obviously don't really have to do too much due diligence into the situation and the fact that he was already a member of their starting rotation. Do I see just a clean fit with the Blue Jays, though? That's kind of the biggest thing to me, where it's like I can't squeeze him into the Blue Jays and say this is a definitive fit one way or the other. Obviously, Berrios has still been good enough, and he's getting paid a lot of money. Gausman, obviously, getting paid a lot of money, but he's been the ace all year for him. Manoah is the biggest wild card there for at least another week until Ryu comes back. Because by all accounts, Ryu's been having good success down in AAA. He's supposed to make one, maybe two more starts down there. So he's a guy that I don't know how they're going to squeeze him in to a number five or a number four role in that rotation comfortably without giving up basically whatever they have left down in the farm system that would bring back enough value to Chicago. As for who's the other team you said, sorry?
Yeah, the Astros have just jumped on the wagon.
Yeah, the Astros, I mean, the Astros makes a lot more sense to me. Obviously, the Astros, they still have some good younger pitchers and younger prospects down there in the system. It's a team that obviously has a need at starting pitcher right now with, what, I think three or four of their starters being on the IL right now. So, I mean, that one's a bit more clear cut where I can say, okay, I can pencil you in as number three there easily for the time being. And we see what the success is like there, especially considering he's got that good sinker ball. He's got that good stuff. He's got, I mean, he's got the perfect playoff pitcher mentality, in my opinion. He's a guy that won't let the big moment, like, get too big for him, right? Came up, obviously, he has a little bit of playoff experience, obviously, with his first stint with the Toronto Blue Jays. He's a guy that obviously every team in baseball could covet and they'd enjoy to have him on their team. It's just a matter of, okay, who has the best fit and need for him? I can't see it being the Jays. The Astros, obviously, like I said, with the injuries most recently, I think that's a good fit. I'm sticking with Arizona, though. I'm sticking with my guns in that one. He's the obvious number three there that they'd need. Chicago can bring back a couple good pitchers in return. I like that Ryan Nelson kid. He's pitched pretty well for them this year, obviously, but he's still just a young kid. And you're looking for Arizona to make the playoffs this year and stay in the NL West hunt. They need to go out there and get another starting pitcher. And to me, it's Marcus Stroman.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the Blue Jays I was surprised about because Shapiro and Atkins were the trade on that one, right? I don't know how that fit works. I don't know with his electricity, his personality, if that's the right fit for them right now either with that team. I just don't know. Astros, I like. I like the Astros for sure. I could see Tampa Bay too, but I don't think Kevin Cash would work with him or not. I'm not just sure. So it'll be interesting to see, but I think he's your number one pitcher for sure. There's no question about that, Dirtbag. So we will be right back here with the curtain call questions.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
School on! Save on!
Back to school is on, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for your best year yet. Save on notebooks. Save on headphones and laptops. Save on pens, markers, and all the essentials. And right now at Staples, save up to 60% on select notebooks, markers, and more. School on, save on at Staples, where school savings are always in session. N729. Prices may vary in-store and online.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Ooh, definitely Nuggets
Spicy
and
Chicken
a Frosty.
Sandwich, Dave's Single,
and a Frosty,
Frosty
for me.
Frosty and a Frosty.
Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price of participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. First one for you, Nolan. This is a good one. Interesting. Which general manager is best suited for this season's trade deadline? For me, it's going to, I really don't know what the trade deadline is going to look like this year. So I was impressed when this question came into us and stuff like that. But with the way it's looking, how many teams are all in the hunt still, both leagues? What general manager do you think, or maybe there's two general managers, do you think make the biggest impact for their organization?
I mean, let's be honest. The obvious choice, Dave Dombrowski. Dave Dombrowski, obviously a guy with a history of going out there, being super aggressive, always trying to make those moves to improve the team, get them back to the World Series, obviously, after last year's success that they had. Bryce Harper is farther along in his recovery and everything like that, but they still have the glaring need at first base. There's going to be first baseman available that they could go out there and make a move for. Now, I'm not saying necessarily Cody Bellinger is a huge upgrade over at first base, but he's a guy that you could pencil in for a first base spot slash possible center fielder or corner outfielder role. Obviously, you got Bryce Harper coming back. He's going to be slotted in there to play a little bit of first base in the next couple of weeks. But with Christian Pache just undergoing surgery, that's a move that makes a lot of sense to me as a Cody Bellinger type going to the Philadelphia Phillies.
Good call on the Cody Bellinger. Never even thought about that. Yeah. Yeah, it gives him a bit of outfield first base if Harper doesn't work out at first base with him. A little bit of DH flexibility. I like that one. I like that one. I agree with you. I mean, Dave Dombrowski, he's been doing it a long time. John Middleton got a taste of it last year. He's built a team that's based around the brotherly love of Philadelphia. He's been doing it a long time, man. And Dirtbags, whether you like it or you don't like it, there's obviously two ways of looking at it. The guy gives up the farm system. Well, he does, but he doesn't. But at the end of the day, it's all about winning. It's all about winning the World Series. And you just can't get too comfortable with your players. That's it. Your job as a general manager, and I think a lot of general managers lose it, and maybe it's because of ownership. I don't know. But your job is to win. Your job is to win a World Series. It's that simple. So, Dave Dombrowski, AA, down in Atlanta, Alex Anthopoulos, I think he'll make a move. Max Fried's coming off the IL, as we know and that. But I think he still goes out and makes a move. Maybe he goes out and gets Marcus Stroman. You never know. You never know. But Dave Dombrowski, AA, are guys that I'm going to keep an eye on for sure over the next 2 weeks to see what happens. So, Los Angeles Dodgers. Chris Taylor coming off the IL with the grand slam for the Dodgers to stop the Orioles winning streak. Obviously a big game, but what does that do for the Dodgers, Nolan? Chris Taylor is just one of those players that he's not flashy, but he makes that team better when he's on the field.
Yeah, no, he's a consummate pro. He's like a Justin Turner type of deal for the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's a guy that's obviously been in that clubhouse for long periods of time. He's just your, I don't want to say necessarily a glue guy, but that's almost what he seems like for that team. He's a guy that when you know that he's out on the field, he's got positional versatility, can play a lot of positions, good enough power that he can jump the yard every once in a while. Very clutch player all throughout his career. I mean, he seems to always be able to do stuff in the bigger moments of games, right? Obviously, the grand slam against Baltimore on Monday. You're looking at him, in, and I think that that's a move. It's not necessarily going to jumpstart the Dodgers, but it's a move it's a swing and a home run that it relights the fire under their butts, because I think it's safe to say that everybody is thinking that the Dodgers have had just a underperforming season. Obviously, they tried to shed some payroll so they can make an Ohtani move in the offseason. But, like, you're looking at it, and really outside of Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, they haven't had too much consistency from that lineup. Or Will Smith, sorry. Will Smith as well. I got to include him. Sorry, he's been fantastic behind the dish. But outside of those three, you're looking at it, and you're like, there hasn't really been too much consistency with this team, and especially coming off of the news of Clayton Kershaw going on the IL with shoulder issues again, and him coming out this past week saying, hey, this might be my last year. I can't finish a season healthy, and I don't like waking up feeling this way. So that's a huge alarming news. And then all of a sudden, Chris Taylor goes out and does that. It's like, man, you go from being demoralized by your ace and your franchise icon saying stuff like this to all of a sudden Chris Taylor, who's also been with the franchise pretty much his whole career, coming up and hitting a great grand slam.
Yeah, big time for sure. So, we're always talking about him, but it's going to be the Yankees ultimately that we're talking about in this question, and that is a Yankee fan. We don't often go too deep with them, Nolan. We Shohei Ohtani gets number 35 in some last night comeback win over the Yankees. What happens with the Yankees? What do they do at the trade deadline? What does it look like for Aaron Boone moving forward? Does he, if they don't trade for people, I don't know. That's a great question. I had to really think about it. So I'll let you go first. What are your thoughts on the Yankees right now?
If they don't trade for people, that goes to show you how little of confidence they have in Aaron Boone as a manager, moving forward. Because this is a team that obviously needs to make a move to get healthy, increase production in the outfield, and hitting all around, let's be honest. And it's not like there's guys down in their minor league system that they can just call up and they're going to immediately have success, right? Like, the Yankees need to be smart about who they're trading in order to get one of the superstar players that is going to be out there. Because that's obviously what's going to happen based off everything that we've read. It sounds like Yankees are buyers, obviously. They're chasing Toronto, the Orioles, and the Rays right now, who are all in front of them in that order, right? So it's one of those ones where the Yankees, they need to go out there. They need to make that big splash. Obviously, they've been linked to Ohtani. But yeah, if they don't make a move, the writing's on the wall for Aaron Boone. That means that basically they've packed in the season. They're content with being what they have right now, which isn't good enough to win a World Series. And it means Aaron Boone's fate is sealed. And come 2024, they're going to have a new manager. So that, to me, is ultimately a team that is really dependent upon A, Aaron Judge coming back sometime before the trade deadline, and B, them going out there and making a significant splash in order to improve the outfield corner spots and get some production in that lineup.
There you have it. Out of Texas, always talking about the Rangers, the team, always giving love out to Bucky Showalter, Bobby Melvin. They want to see a little love, I think, but they want to get our thoughts on Mr. Bochy and what he's done with that program so far this year. I mean, he's got to be right there for AL Manager of the Year right now. Obviously, we still have a whole second half to go and stuff like that, but boy, I'll tell you what, pick the right guy. Looks like they're picking the right guy. He's making the right moves. He's keeping them balanced. He's keeping, I mean, obviously it's not just him, it's their whole staff and everybody else, but other than Jacob DeGrom, he's keeping Eovaldi, Johnny Gray, the rest of the guys on the field. They just taking care of business against the Rays.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, man. What?
I got to give credit to CY and Bochy. Like, CY, Chris Young, obviously general manager, player, yep. Vice president of player ops and stuff like that there down in Texas. And you're looking at it, man. And obviously, Bochy did his homework too. Like, Bochy wasn't rushing back into just becoming a manager again for any team, right? He looked at the roster, knew that it was talented enough. Obviously, they were just missing a couple of things that CY went out in the offseason, addressed, made that team the way that it is today, right? He went out there, he got his starting pitching. He helped that team out. Bochy walked into a perfect situation, and Bochy was like, hey, okay, I'm an old school manager, but we got some kids that can flat out play, mixed with some veterans that can flat out play, mixed with a good veteran staff, mixed with a good bullpen. Obviously, CY goes out and gets Aroldis Chapman there a couple of weeks ago off of Kansas City. man, that's a team that right now you got to give Bochy a lot of credit. And I think he's got to be favorite for the AL Manager of the Year up to this point. Because it's not easy for a guy just to come off the couch after, what, I think 4 years since his last season with San Francisco. I think it was 2018 or 2019. I can't remember exactly off the top of my head. But you're looking at it and you're like, man, this isn't an easy thing for a guy at his age to come out there and just, okay, you know what? We're going to run it back, boys. We're going to take this team and we're going to become a legitimate World Series contender.
3 minutes. Lots of love from your St. Louis fans. They want to hear the rant or the rave, Nolan. Rant or rave on what needs to be done in the next 2 weeks. Do you see players moving? Do you see players coming? What do you got?
I mean, Mozeliak has already said it's going to be one of those things where they're focusing on the 2024 season. So they need to make smart trades, right? You got to assume Jack Flaherty, good, is gone. Jordan Montgomery, good, is gone. Tyler O'Neill, obviously a guy that's been rumored since, well, the past couple of years, basically. You got to assume that he or Dylan Carlson, one of the two, will be good, is gone. I'm looking at it. Now, I don't know if the Cardinals do end up making the move to get Logan Gilbert. Obviously, like I said last week, it was speculation on my part. This week, it actually came out that the rumors were true. So, I mean, that was pat on the back to myself for picking that one out. But you're looking at it, and you're like, man, I don't know if you're going to go out and get a Logan Gilbert. Who do you give up in that situation? Because you got to give up either a Brendan Donovan or a Nolan Gorman, like a second baseman with power, right? And a bit of positional versatility that, yeah, they can slide around, play a few different positions for Seattle. Obviously, a team that has a lot of good players, but not excellent players playing up to their levels, right? So, Paul DeJong as well. Paul DeJong's got to be good, as gone. He's in his final year, obviously. Got a couple more player options, one at 12.5 for next year, one at 15 for 2025. But it's safe to assume, club options. So it's safe to assume that whatever team picks him up, unless he absolutely flat out continues to hit at the level that we saw a few years ago, like he is this year, as opposed to the way that he was last year, he could potentially get that club option picked up because he's still a solid enough defender. But I can't see the Cardinals being any sort of buyer for this year. I think Mozeliak's a smart enough general manager that'll make the right moves. But at the same time, I mean, it's a tough call because I want to see the Cardinals obviously contend. But, I mean, they were 5-2 this past week coming out of the All-Star break. I got to give them credit for that. I still can't see this team being a World Series contender with the way that it's currently set up. So I think in all seriousness, they need to become sellers and they need to do the smart thing and get some good young players back with controllable or with years of control on the starting pitching side.
Goldie and Arenado are just rumors then. They're staying as a Cardinal.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not even remotely coming close to being traded, either of them. There's no shot, absolutely no shot that Mozeliak would trade either of them.
There you have it, Dirtbags. Thank you very much for the curtain call questions. As always, send them in to us on Instagram or Facebook, right at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. You can email me directly, kirk@dirtbagbaseballnation.com. Happy to have them. So we're going to be right back here with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, fire away with your final thought.
Yeah, one of the biggest names available for the trade market, Shane Bieber, went on the 15-day IL with forearm injury. That is never a good thing to hear, especially for teams that were looking to go out there and get a frontline starter. Obviously, Shane Bieber doesn't have the same electric stuff that he did a couple of years ago. His peripheral numbers aren't exactly the same either. But, I mean, he's still a guy with tons of experience, playoff experience, frontline starting experience, right? So he would have been a huge boost for a lot of teams out there, especially with the way that Cleveland's been playing this year. You can't assume that Cleveland's going to make the playoffs. So I'm looking at it, man. That one was a huge loss for Cleveland, especially if they were trying to trade him with the way that some of their pitching staff and upper minor league pitchers have looked this year, their upper prospects, right? I don't know what's going to end up happening there. Obviously, I hope it's just a minor thing, and I hope he does get traded to a legitimate contender because I do love watching Shane Bieber pitch, man. That guy's a great starting pitcher, and any team that would go out there and get him, that's a huge boost for your staff. But still, you need that MRI to come back clean if you're Cleveland. Like, they are fingers crossed, praying and hoping that they can get back a good return for Shane Bieber.
There you have it, Dirtbags. So, hey, thanks a lot for being a part of the show. You know it. We say it every time. We say it at the top of the show. We say it at the end of the show. Wherever you are listening to us, we cannot thank you enough for being a part of the nation, being a part of Dirtbag Baseball Talk. Send in your questions, send in your inquiries, anything you have in regards to training questions, the rope trainer. Again, go over to ripgrippro.com for that hitting training aid. Contact us for any reason. You can get in touch with us on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Be sure to follow us on YouTube at Dirtbag Baseball Nation for all our videos. And hey, you know what? Be sure to subscribe to us, please. Please. Stay up to date. You'll get the notifications. We'll keep you in the fold. And that's what it's all about. Always growing, always getting better mentally, physically, emotionally, making that connection, whether you're a player, a coach, a parent, whatever you are out there doing, being a part of this amazing game of baseball. We need each other. It's such a great game to be around. We live it, we breathe it, we die it every day. We really do, and we thank you so much for being a part of it. So, but unfortunately, as always, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.